While Congress debates the president's spending request, it may be hard to visualize what $87 billion really means. NPR's Rene Montaigne asked economist Kevin Hassett of the American Enterprise Institute to put the figure in perspective.
Kevin Hassett, welcome.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here, Rene.
Senator Byrd last week called this $87 billion request fiscal shock and awe. Now, that's a quote from him. Are you shocked? Are you awed?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's a drop in the bucket in the federal budget. It's a small amount of money, really, relative to the amount of money that this country generates. And so I think fiscal shock is an exaggeration. What it is, however, is a lot of money for over there. Iraq is not a big country if you look at the amount of income that they generate. And $87 billion is a huge amount of money for that country. And it's likely to be enough to really do some good.
Well, let's get a sense then of what $87 billion is, starting by comparing it to the GNP of different countries.
Well, $87 billion is about the same as the GDP of Egypt. $87 billion is, almost as much as the GDP of Iran.
In this country, $87 billion, say, is roughly what Philip Morris and IBM each make, give or take a billion or two, in 2002. So, you know, in this country, it's actually, in a sense, not a lot of money.
That's right. That's right. It's the annual income of a typical medium-sized metropolitan area, perhaps Milwaukee or something like that.
Well, the biggest bone of contention in Congress right now is the $20.3 billion that's devoted to reconstruction of Iraq. And Congress people have seen a list. They do know what that money's going for. And it's a long list over in Iraq, building hospitals, prisons, paying, hiring, training, firefighters, police. There's a witness protection program that's being created. This is the sort of thing that those who would oppose spending $20 billion could make a lot of political hay with.
Yeah, that's correct. And in fact, if you look at the details, as people, especially opponents of the president, have, then you're going to find things that are, you know, virtually indefensible, like the 50-something million dollar study of how to run a post office in Iraq. I think there have been some very just criticisms of how they've handled their reconstruction so far, with only companies that are friendly with the administration getting the big contracts and so on. And those stories are repugnant, really. And if this $21 billion turns into lots of $50 million studies of post offices, then I think that there's going to be a piper to pay at the next election.
Put this $20.3 billion reconstruction money in perspective. What else could that money buy? You know, it is even a lot of money in this country in some circumstances.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I think it's important to be precise. It's a lot of money for Iraq. It's enough money so that you could say, okay, it's likely that you can do lots of stuff over there with that much money. It's not a lot of money for the U.S. government. We spend a lot more than that on things all the time. But it's still enough to really, you know, do some good here in the U.S. I did a little calculation. You could buy 1.3 million Honda Civics with that money, 120 Boeing 747s. We could go on and on. But, you know, it's a lot of money relative to real things that we can think about.
Spending $87 billion in Iraq, how much of that money, in your estimation, flows back in some sense into the U.S. economy?
Very little. I think that what's going to happen with that money is that it's going to, you know, buy things like pipelines for the oil fields and wires for the electricity network and so on that are going to be taken over there and planted in Iraq. And the things that could come back would be the profits from these activities. And the profit from that activity is probably a good guesstimate might be that it'd be a billion or 2 billion.
The profits, though, coming back to the U.S. via these firms that have the contracts over there.
That's right. And so maybe we're going to pay firms to take stuff over there, and they're going to take a little cut for themselves. And if Iraq can be turned into a stable place, then the long-run benefits to the world economy and world citizens will probably be worth that money.
Kevin Hassett, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Renee.
Kevin Hassett is Director of Economic Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.